me. Yeah, thanks for joining me. Thought you might be out riding horses or something.
Oh, I wish I was. It's a little windy today.
Yeah, well, it's really, I was thinking about it just a little while ago, is I've probably got maybe a dozen
Good.
patients right now who ride horses.
Oh,
And
good.
yeah, it's really quite interesting because I don't really, it's not a really a common thing, I don't think, at least not
Good.
in worlds that I move in, but
Good.
yeah, I've got quite a number of patients who that was one of their big goals is they want to get back on their horse. Alika, a patient of mine, shared her story. That was one of her goals. She wanted to get back to riding again. And we've got a picture of her on her horse riding, and it's just a great story. Well, tell me about you. Tell me about where were you before we met? I mean, because you have had this for a while, and you hadn't felt good in a while, and had quite a bit of pain. In fact, on your questionnaire, you put your number one complaint was pain, and you had four exclamation points beside it. So tell me where you were before we started working, and kind of tell me where you're at now.
Oh, when I finally found you, I was still in serious, serious pain. I was almost non-functional. And the pain was debilitating enough that it affected every part of my life. I basically got up, kind of moved through the first part of my day. I usually feel better in the morning. And so I'd get to lunchtime, and then I'd take some more NSAIDs and try and get through the rest of my day. But by 5 o'clock, I was done. I was painful. My arthritis, my hands hurt badly, and I didn't want to do anything. And my favorite thing in the world was to ride my horses. And when I didn't want to get off the couch to go out and spend time with my horses, that was a huge red flag for me. Something is really wrong. And it was all over body pain. It wasn't just located in any one spot. It was ankles, knees, feet, hands, elbows, shoulders, you name it. It hurt. And that was really depressing. It just added to the bigger picture because I couldn't function without some kind of pain. And it's exhausting.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, so your pain, how long did you have pain like that? How long had that been going on?
I had had pain like that for about 5 years. And I had, it came on suddenly. In about 2000, I had been working out with a personal trainer for a while. And all of a sudden, I'd come home from my workouts and I would be very sore, unusually sore. Right after the workout. And I thought, well, this is odd. And it just kept progressing and progressing. And my training contract came to an end. And then I realized I was sleeping all the time. I was very painful. I'd get up after sleeping all night. I'd do a few things for about an hour or two. And then I'd go back to sleep for 3 or 4 hours. And I'd get up and I'd function for a few. And I'd go back to sleep for a couple of hours. And this was my day. My husband used to tease me, "You're resting up to go to bed." I'm like, "Well, yeah, I kind of have to." And being that painful added to the fatigue, and it just was this great big nasty ball of a cycle, that I couldn't free myself from.
Right. And so, as you mentioned, the pain, not only is it painful, but it wears you down. It just makes you exhausted. So, tell me about your energy. It was really, really low when we first started working together.
Well, I'm sorry. What was that? That was low?
Your energy. Tell me about your energy.
Oh, my energy. I had none. I really had barely enough to get up and get through the necessities of my day. And then to try and add anything extra in there with a busy household, with a very active husband, and at the time I still had 2 children at home, older children, and grandkids, and I had no energy, and I lost friends over it because I'd have to cancel things. You know, do you want to go out to dinner tonight? No, can't do it. You know, what do you want to do? Nothing. I literally had no energy. Like I said, I lost interest in my favorite things, my scrapbooking, my horses. Just doing anything was difficult. Even walking down to the corner and back was almost impossible. And this went on for a long time.
And so tell me about your energy now. Tell me the difference from where you were to where you are now. What has changed? What can you do now that you couldn't do then?
It's like a 180-degree turn. I'm sleeping at night. I'm up in the morning. I'm back in school. I'm riding my horses and walking my dog, and active around my house. I'm in my yard doing gardening. I'm almost finished with my schooling, and so a lot of my energy goes toward my studying. But I feel great.
Yeah,
and
fantastic.
So much of it was what I was eating. I had no idea that what I was, and I thought I was eating healthy. Evidently, my body didn't think the same way.
Yeah, and so now you did great on the diet. Now, you lost quite a bit of weight. How much weight did you lose on the diet?
I've lost about 25 pounds total.
Yeah.
That I've
and
been able
still,
to keep
still
off
going.
Consistently.
Yeah.
I'm still going. I'm
yeah.
still working on it.
Yeah.
And I'm finding that if I slip up and I eat something I shouldn't have, my body tells me immediately. And I just make that put that on my list of things to avoid. And I've learned to ignore comments from other people. It's like, nope, this works for me. This is what I'm eating right now. And, you know, I'm happy with it because I feel good.
Yeah. Well, I think
you
a
have
lot of
to
people,
kind of grow
when they
a thick
hear...
skin.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I think a lot of people get really concerned about when they read some of the testimonials that I have, and, you know, yours will be one of them. They get real concerned, oh, my gosh, I won't be able to eat anything, and I'm going to have to eat twigs and seeds, and it's going to be real dramatic. And, you know, and quite being candid, it is a big change, no doubt about it, and it is work, as we heard earlier. But would you say that it's worth it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I tend to be a comfort food, emotional-type eater. And so when I didn't feel good, the first thing I'd want to do was put something in my mouth to bring my energy level up and, quote-unquote, make me feel better. Well, actually, what it was doing was making me feel worse because it was kicking in the inflammatory process. And it was no wonder I hurt so badly. You know, I think after the first round of tests, I pretty much found out that everything I was eating on a daily basis was affecting me.
Right.
I had to really make some big changes, and one of them was putting some variety into my diet and not eating the same foods every day, day after day.
Right.
And that's been difficult. But it's been fun because I've been able to explore some new things and play with recipes, and I've never been hungry. I'm not starving. I'm not hungry.
Shouldn't ever be hungry on this diet. Yeah, you're right.
No, I have to ask myself: is it an emotional thing? Am I thirsty, or am I really hungry? Is it really time to eat? And more often than not, I'm thirsty, or I need to go find something to do. So eating plan works well. It works very well.
And I think the great thing about the diet is, you know, losing the weight for some people is super, super important because it allows them to get off blood pressure medication, statins. If they have diabetes, that goes away. So they're able to get off a lot of medications. But the real game changer is you learn how you're connected to food. And until you do something like this process, you don't realize that the foods that you eat day in and day out make you feel good or make you feel bad. They can determine are you going to be healthy or not. If we know that because we've heard that, but we, you know, we really we become kind of jaded to it, and we don't realize that what we eat on a day-to-day basis, if we change it, we can see improvements not in a year, you know, or not in 20 years. It's not preventative. It's treatment that you can feel in a matter of days. You can see your pain go down and energy go up. Wouldn't you agree? Yeah, you agree. Yeah.
I would absolutely agree. It took about 5 or 6 days before I actually slept through the night, and I was so excited when I got up the next morning and I realized I had slept through the whole night. I called my daughter, who also has fibromyalgia, and I said, "You're not going to believe this, but I just slept through the whole night."
Isn't that great?
And then I texted her the next morning, and I said, "It's been 2 nights in a row." And she said, "You're kidding.
Yeah.
What are you doing?" So she's been following me pretty closely and has seen the changes. And my husband has seen the changes. And at first he was very skeptical because he's not a natural medicine kind of person. But as he saw me change and the way I was eating changing and the fact that I was sleeping again and I was a much more pleasant person to be around, he got behind me and we'd go out to dinner and he'd say, "Well, Kim can't have some of these things because she's really working on this diet plan for her fibromyalgia." And people would go, "What? Really? Tell me about it." So then I could share it. He's been a big support for me through this, which is nice. I've been very, very blessed to have a man in my life like that has gotten behind me and helped me with it.
Oh, yeah.
And blessed to have you there because you held me accountable every week or every other week. And I, having that accountability hanging over my head really was another motivator for me because it's easy to get discouraged.
Oh, yeah, it is. Well, that's why I'd asked Gina earlier. When people see these success stories, they think it's about taking a handful of supplements or it's about doing some radical diet. It's one or the other, but it's really a combination of things, and everybody's different. You had issues that she didn't have, and she had issues that you didn't have. You had things that we had to, in the beginning we had to get you past. You don't like taking a bunch of pills. You're not a pill person, even though they're supplements. But everybody has got these certain things that we've got to do, and once we can get you past those things, get that working, in your case and hers as well, sleeper is huge. But once we get those things corrected, it's like a snowball. It just starts building, and it just gets easier and easier and easier and easier.
It does. It truly does. And because you're feeling better and you're excited about these changes, it's exciting to keep going and see, what can I do next? Or, I've tried not to focus quite as much on the weight as I had early on. And, I'm really happy with where I am right now and who I am right now. That was a big revelation for me. It's like I can be comfortable in my own skin, finally. I'm not some model size 10 or anything, but I'm me, and I'm happy, and I feel good for the first time in years. And I can put that out to other people, and they ask questions or they say, "Wow, you look great. What are you doing?" I can share it. I can just be me and be comfortable being me, which is huge. I didn't have that before I started on your program.
Sure. Well, it's not about getting down to a certain size. It's really just getting to the point where you feel healthy. And that's different, that's different amounts of weight. Some people don't need to lose weight, but they do the diet anyway, and they still get the benefits. So it's really not so much about losing the weight. It's just getting healthy, and that's exactly what you're seeing going through this process. Well, let me ask you this. So we've talked about the diet, but tell me about the supplements. Have the supplements that I've recommended that you're now using, have those made a difference, and why do you think that they have, if they have?
Absolutely, they've made a difference. I knew I had adrenal fatigue on top of everything else, and having the 5-HTP to help with the sleep was huge. And then having the adrenal support and a vitamin support, the liquid vitamin support, I discovered was really amazing because my body used it well. I'd been taking a capsule vitamin product for years from a company that I really like. But I switched to the liquid, and I noticed a huge difference. My fingernails started to grow. My hair, my skin cleared up, like, within less than 2 weeks. I was amazed. And so I kept on with the different supplements. My energy level increased with the I'm sorry, I can't pull the name out of my head.
So that could have been, and I'll have your chart right here, but maybe, I don't know, SAMe.
SAMe, that's
SAMe.
It, yeah.
Yeah.
With the SAMe, I felt instant results on the SAMe
mm-hmm.
As far as helping my energy level. And, you know, all of a sudden it would hit 9 o'clock at night and I wasn't crashing.
Yeah.
I was like, oh,
yeah.
And if I missed a day or I didn't quite get them taken when I should have, I noticed a difference. So, yes, I really do feel that the supplements helped my body heal and helped put me back on a path that allowed me to get my life back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what would you like to share with those who may be listening or listen to a replay? What would you like to share about the experience that you've had working with me in a Get Healthy program?
I would highly recommend to anyone that's struggling with the chronic pain and fatigue of fibromyalgia or any of the symptoms that they jump on this program, spend the time, and invest in themselves to get their lives back. Truly, this program works, and I had been told that I needed to lose weight and I needed to take Tylenol the rest of my life. I didn't want to do that. I fought that, and when I found your program and I read about it online, I went, "Wow, this fits. This is doable. This makes sense to me."
Mm-hmm.
It's been worth every struggle, every positive experience, every brownie I've turned down. I tell you what, it has been worth it. You will fast find that your life will return, and that you can be successful with this.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I so appreciate you. I so appreciate you sharing that, and I love seeing the pictures of you up on the horse and hearing about you riding and being able to enjoy what you love. That makes all the discouraging words that I get online and the insults that I get, it makes it all worthwhile. So it makes it worth continuing to put the message out there that it's not about learning to live with it, it's learning to overcome it. And your testimony to that, it can be done. If you did it, anybody can do it.
That's true. If I can do it, anybody can do it.
Yeah, why not?
And it is so worth it that you just have to take that step and believe in yourself and believe in the process. And believe in Dr. Murphy, because he is a gem, let me tell you. This is a great program, and I really appreciate all you do to put it out there, so that normal people, average people like me, can find it and have a life again. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. Yeah, thanks for saying that. Well, I look forward to talking to you soon. I know we still got some work to do, and you're doing great, so I look forward to talking to you soon.
That'd be great.
Okay.